from the 88.5 GPB Atlanta Newsroom. I'm Leah Fleming. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms is preparing to deliver her second State of the City address as mayor. GPB's Sophia Salaby reports on this morning's speech.
Bottoms had only been mayor for a few months when she gave her first State of the City address last May. Since then, a lot has happened in Atlanta. The federal government indicted two hackers in a massive cyber attack on city computers last year. The city hosted high-profile sporting events, including the Super Bowl 2 months ago. And Atlanta's in the middle of fighting a proposed state takeover of Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. The State of the City address will be streamed on Atlanta's TV channel 26 and on the city's social media accounts. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
Atlanta United defeated Monterey last night. The final score, 1-0. But as GPB's Taylor Gant reports, it wasn't enough for the team to advance in the Champions League tournament.
On most nights, a 1-0 win would be good news for Atlanta. But since Monterey scored three times in the first game of the CONCACAF quarterfinals, United needed a few more goals if they wanted to advance. Team captain Michael Parkhurst says he's proud of the way his squad competed.
It was always going to be difficult coming in three goals down to one of the best teams on the continent. And it's been a tough run of games for us. A lot of minutes, and guys laid it all out there on the field today. So it's a performance that we're proud of and we can build off of.
After enduring a grueling schedule over the past few weeks, Atlanta returns to MLS regular season action on Sunday when they host the Philadelphia Union. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
A civil liberties group is demanding that police on the Georgia Capitol grounds allow demonstrators to wear Planned Parenthood buttons that include profanity. In a federal lawsuit filed this week, the American Civil Liberties Union says two women who oppose legislation that would ban abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy wore pink buttons that included profanity as part of a slogan. The suit says Capitol Police ordered both women to remove the buttons. It also claims that officers told others that items with curse words weren't allowed because children were present. The ACLU cites a Vietnam-era U.S. Supreme Court ruling that a man had the right to wear a jacket using profanity to refer to the draft while in a courthouse. For more news, you can visit us at gpbnews.org. That's where we're live streaming as well.